All right, let's continue to warm up. You saw a piece of music on your chair. We're not going to look at all of it. In fact, we're not going to look at much of it. I want to go to the end and just kind of look at the tag and use this as a sight reading exercise and also just a chance to just do a little something new and different. Can I have basses and baritones? So this is at measure 45, 6, 7, 48 when you're just singing the do-do-do-do-do syllables, okay? So this is measure 48, bass is here, baritone's there. Let's have those two voice parts try to sing it, sight sing it. One, two, ready, and go. Sing the word my, and then we have cheek. And then when the tenors come in, you're an octave above. Okay, so one and two, lead start. And a one. So here's the leads again, go. And one. Excellent. Let's try it all together. So leads starting us off, and then we'll have this chord on the downbeat at 48. Some really nice sort of duet stuff together. So on the downbeat of 48, this is baritones and then the tenors. Three and four and. Okay, let's try it. Leads, here we go. My, and sing.
My cheek.
Sensitivity of those last two measures takes a lot of finesse. a little crescendo, and then we slow down, and this chord right here, it's a lovely diminished chord, and we need to linger on that chord just a little bit longer, so a mini fermata on beat two of the last measure. So here's measure 50, if we could. Last, I guess it's the last three measures, sorry. Ready, and go. Do-do-do's, we have no idea why you're singing the do-do-do's. Let me take you on a quick lyrical journey through the main act. First of all, I took this on as a little project when we first started quarantining way back in like March, I think, March or April, somewhere in there. And I was bored to death sitting in my house being unemployed with two kids screaming and running around. So I decided I needed to do something for my sanity, and I wanted a challenge. So I decided to take a piece of classical music by Brahms and see if I could make it into a barbershop song. And I think it came out quite nice. Does anyone know this song?
The May Night?
Anyone? I just thought maybe I'd ask. Originally, of course, it was in German. But we're going to not do that right now. I gave you an English poetic translation, which actually works pretty darn nice.
How do you say do in German?
Right? Do! Well, listen to the lyrics of the song. When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves, when her pale drowsy light over the field she throws, and the nightingale warbles, I go sadly o'er hill and dale. Somewhere hid in the leaves, two softly cooing doves fill my heart with delight. Yet do I turn away, turn the shadows that are darker. In my eye is but one tear, where, O vision whose smile streams like the rosy dawn, through the depths of my soul, where on this earth are you? In my eye is but one tear. It burns me upon my cheek. So the melody line of the song starts off actually in the bass line, but it's
when the silvery moon passes off to the leads, moon shines through the fluttering leaves, when her pale drowsy light over the field she throws.
That's pretty sight readable, all of that in there. What I want to do is just, let's take the basses and just look at those first, like, eight bars or whatever that is. Two, ready, and go.
Thank you.
with your ears. There you go. Pencil, if you've got one with you, that would be great. In measure four, where the word moon happens, draw like a sideways tornado, spirally something that shows that the air needs to keep flowing. Not necessarily a huge, big, loud crescendo, but we just need to feel like the energy moves across that half note on the word moon. Let's just see what happens if I get away from the piano. Maybe we can do this. I think we probably can. One, two, same spot, and go.
When the silvery moon shines through the wandering leaves, when her pale drowsy light over the fields she crows.
Good. Now that's all pretty much same tempo. Let's see if now we can do a little stretchy, stretchy, full, slow, you know, speed up, slow down kind of thing at the beginning. One more time. One, two, three, three. Ready, again.
When the silvery moon shines through the wandering leaves.
Good. Now, sing just the two pitches that happen on leaves. Most of you just stay there. We have a suspension over there in the center. Sing leaves. Ready, and go.
Leaves.
I don't think we're on the right pitch right there on leaves. Yep. Where am I at? I lost my papers. Here's where we should be on leaves. Can you sing leaves go?
Leaves.
Quietly, tenors. Good. Now everyone just sing it on an E. Don't put an L or a V or anything on there. Just sing E. Ready to go? Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what we need. It can't be loud. And tenors is we back off when we do the downward movement. Great, let's start again. When the silvery moon.
When down in the bass.
I'm sorry, that's not right. Here it is. Ready and sing. Section through when her pale does he lie. Give me those first pitches one more time. Ready and go. and we're not doing all of the song tonight. I want to go to my favorite bit of music probably ever. I just love the chord progressions, the harmonies. You're starting the double bar at the bottom of page 3. It's measure 39. It's the last measure on the bottom of page 3. In. Now, basses. Really interesting pitches for you.
In my eyes, it's above.
Side of basses. Two. Ready and sing. Tricky. You have a B double flat, and then the next pitch in measure 40 is A natural, which is actually the same note. So it looks like you change, but you really do nothing. So it's
in my eye is
that seems like you came from another planet. But it sounds really, really nice when we get the whole thing going. Excellent. Let's try basses and baritones together. One, two, ready, and sing. Stuff in there. Listen to the tenor and lead parts together. Just listen. The tenor is smooth. Good. Try that together. Here's our first pitch. Two. Ready and go. Parts played. I'm going to try to put two of these together so I don't have to worry about page turning. Okay, here we are, listening. Pieces, I think, are favorite little chord progressions in all of music, right in there. Sing it together, see what we can do. One, two, ready, and go. There's some things to be cleaned, but let's try it one more time. Two, again, and go. Good. Listen to the first two chords in to mine. Here it is again. Now you do it. Ready? And go. Acapulco, do your best. Two, ready, and sing. And then this time, read on. Same spot. In my eye. Two. Ready again. Sent this off to Adam Scott and just said, would this pass muster if we were to consider doing this at a contest or something like that? If we like it, if we think it's good, and I'd love to hear some feedback, but what really draws me in is the fact that we've taken something by Brahms and kept the integrity of the song, and yet made it fully barbershop. And I really think it actually works. Yeah. I think it works well. And I'm intrigued by the concept of taking a classical piece of music, because a lot of times what we do is we take more pop music, or things that are a little more, I want to say recent maybe, in composition. We don't have a lot of things that that goes way, way, way back to things such as this. There's some. There's obviously stuff out there. But I just think it could be fun.
Did he get back to you
yet? Yeah, he said, you know, he thinks it could work. If we like it. I want to keep testing the waters to see if it works with us, if it fits our voices, and if it, but I think that there's some long soaring lines, mainly the parts that we've touched tonight, that are just really, really cool.
Did you ask Brahms about it? How does he
I think I tried to get in touch with him. He has not returned my emails yet, but I tried to get Brahms to reach out. Yeah. So maybe Bruce.